From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. And the smell of burning discs is in the air. It must be summer and time for new releases. Every quarter, we look at what's coming out, give you previews of music that you're likely not to hear for months ahead. And with me to talk about this in Philadelphia is Tom Moon. He's the author these days of a book called A Thousand Things to Hear Before You Die.
A Thousand Recordings to Hear, yep.
And how's that book coming?
It's not done yet.
and he's also a contributor to All Things Considered as a music reviewer. Also in New York, we have Will Hermes. And Will Hermes is also a frequent contributor to All Things Considered as a music critic. Hello, Will.
Hey, how you doing?
And Meredith Oakes is sitting across the table from Will Hermes. Meredith Oakes is a DJ for Sirius Satellite Radio and also a contributor to All Things Considered on NPR. It looks to me from the lists that everybody's bringing to the table here that the most anticipated record is probably the biggest surprise record of all. It's a new record by Tom York, the lead singer for Radiohead. Will Hermes, you've heard this record.
Yeah. Maybe the fact that it's coming out was a surprise. Sonically, it wasn't that much of a surprise to me. He doesn't seem to have gotten too much cheerier since the last Radiohead record, although maybe this is a little bit less explicit politically.
Let's get right to a little bit of music from Tom York and come back and talk about the new record. It's called The Eraser. It comes out July the 11th. So Tom Moon or anybody else, do you know who's playing on this record?
It's all him, or very much of it is him.
Well, most of it's him, but a lot of the samples he uses are apparently samples that the band had worked up for the last record when they were in the studio working on Hail to the Thief. Yeah. So,
but it's all him
cobbling them together.
Yeah, and they're very small. You know, a lot of the percussion is actually voice percussion that he did. There's a song called Skip Divided, which is, you know, you hear him breathing, and that's basically the beginning of the percussion track.
Right.
And yeah, it's very much loop after loop, sort of futility on top of futility in the lyrics.
Right. People get crushed and going in and out of consciousness. Time is running out.
Yeah.
I just wrote these little snippets of
happy summertime music.
Tom York, was in your town in Philadelphia. Our producer drove up, Robin Hilton drove up and said basically a religious experience for him. How was it when you saw Tom York and Radiohead?
Radiohead's great, and they keep getting the old music keeps expanding in different ways. The stuff from Kid A and especially Hail to the Thief, I thought it was exploded in good ways and very ripe, and like they're definitely thinking about these as organic living songs, not something they're just rolling through.
And some of these songs he did perform?
No, not the night I saw. And
right, they were playing a lot of the material from the new record, which apparently is written.
I'm glad they're on the road. I hope that they figure out ways to sort of attack these new songs so they feel as open and as alive as some of the older songs did that night.
Well, hearing this record, I mean, this record almost sounds like a record that could have come out 2002 or 2003.
Right.
And a lot of rock bands, British and American, are really much more on a retro trip now. It doesn't seem to be laptop sounds are not so current.
No, this is the sort of rock and roll corrective in a sense. I mean, obviously, these guys are great musicians and there are a lot of interesting time change things going on, a lot of odd meters and stuff, but there's less of that sort of electronic pulse. In the way they played Body Snatchers now is very much like a rock and roll approach to it.
Well,
interesting.
The one thing you can say, though, listening to the Tom York record, that it, as Meredith said, this isn't summer happy music. I don't know what you think of summer music, but sometimes people think of it as sort of languid and slow. I like to think of summer music as something that's really upbeat and roll down the windows music. Meredith Oakes, you've got something on your list that's a good upbeat summer record. I'd say the Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys is right there.
Definitely. This is their 12th record, including one that he did just as Big Sandy and one that the Fly Right Boys just did as them. Rusty Williams is Big Sandy's real name. He's been making Western Swing and Rockabilly records for years.
And he's big.
93. He is quite big. And, you know, they touch upon a whole bunch of other touchstones, Bakersfield Country and Mariachi and Cajun. And here, you know, it's so easy to look and sound like a poser when you play this kind of music, but they don't. They really sound, I hate to say authentic, I really hate using that word, but they are. They travel around in a 1940s tour bus. You know, they dress the part, they play this music for real. And, you know, I think Ashley Kingman, who's the guitar player, is key to the sound. You know, he's got that sound where, like, the notes just kind of jump off the fretboard. It's this bubbly, you know, bouncy sound that's essential in Western swing. It's like kind of a light touch, but it really swings.
Let's listen to some of the, in fact, the opening cut was just a killer cut for me from Big Sandy's Fly Right Boys. The song is called...
Oh, this is Power of the 45. I got to tell you, I love this song because it's about 45s, which you always get me with a song
Excellent.
About 45s. Yeah. And it's a call-out song, right? He calls out Link Ray and Junior Parker and Ronnie Dawson, and he rhymes Little Esther with Lazy Lester.
Okay,
which is the coolest thing ever.
Let's hear it.
Drop the needle in the groove and start the move. Feel that rhythm in your soul. Taking control.
When I saw another Big Sandy record, I thought, oh, you know, I got enough Big Sandy records.
All 12, you know.
You know, what's it going to be? But I put that record on, and I just loved it. It made me feel so good and so happy. And as much as it's a shtick in some ways, they're really good at it. It's great music.
Yeah, it's interesting that Western Swing has had a little bit of a profile boost, first with the Willie Nelson record of Cindy Walker songs, who is one of the great songwriters of a Western Swing. And this August, the first, what looks to be the first complete Bob Wills anthology, or at least the first one that covers his whole career in a comprehensive way, that Columbia Legacy is coming out. Now that they've merged with RCA, they have a...
So they get all the United
the
Artists
full
stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
It's eternal, and it, like blues, it's deceptively simple, and it's just really hard to play right.
There's a new collection of Johnny Cash music that came out. It's 49 songs of him. And we've done and played some of that on All Songs Considered. Listeners,
the personal file.
It's just, they're fantastic songs and stories about the songs and just him and his guitar, and it's amazing. And yet, coming out on the 4th of July is a CD called American Five, 100 Highways, another Johnny Cash record. And Will Hermes, what is this record all about?
Wow. This is a heavy record. It's also, it's a beautiful record. It's a totally uplifting record. It's Johnny Cash just months before he died. And he knew his health was failing. As he has done throughout his career, he just stares what's going on right in the eye. In this case, death. And almost all the songs deal with it, either metaphorically or directly. And it's a pretty powerful piece. Is that his singing is not perfect. It's very creaky. He goes off tone. You hear little globs of phlegm in his throat at the end of a phrase. And yet, he's completely in command artistically. So he uses all of that to get these songs across.
What do you want to play for us?
Well, most of these are cover versions. There are a few originals. The last song he wrote is called Like the 309. And I think that sort of sums up what the album's about.
It should be a while before I see Dr. Death, so it would sure be nice if I could get my breath. Well, I'm not the crying nor the whining kind till I hear the whistle of the 309, of the 309, of the 309. putting me in my box on the 309. Take me to the depot, put me to bed, blow an electric fan on my gnarly old head. Everybody take a look, see I'm doing fine. Then load my box on the 309, on the 309, on the 309. Put me in my box on the 309.
Wow.
You can hear death in his voice.
Train song,
too. I don't know that I would have known. I mean, I'm not sure I would have known that was Johnny Cash right off the bat, but man.
Yeah, and the first unaccompanied bit sounds like, oh, my goodness, yeah. This is so heavy. And then it goes into a pretty lighthearted song about, hey, I'm dead, I'm in my coffin. Don't forget to put a fan in the in the car that I'll be riding on. But the record's remarkable. I mean, he does a lot of covers. He does the Gordon Lightfoot song, If You Could Read My Mind.
I like Further On Up the Road, that version of Further On Up the Road.
Right, the Bruce Springsteen song, and a cover of Four Strong Winds, which Ian Tyson's song, Canadian songwriter that has been covered by Neil Young probably most memorably, but also by the Carter Family on one of their later records. And it has this whole metaphor about this guy going up to Canada to get some work and, you know, calling up his lover who is south of there. But yet, given the context of the record, Canada suddenly becomes heaven and the people down. So I think Canadians need to hear that song again.
And this is another Rick Rubin production. This is a series of CDs, really. It's called American Five because there's four before.
Right. These were the pretty much unplugged recordings that kind of revived Johnny Cash's career late in the game in the 90s.
And what a great way to end his career, too.
Yeah. And apparently him and Rick Rubin became real soulmates during the recording process. They really trusted one another. And you hear the intimacy of this record and you know, everybody was on the same page.
Both spiritual seekers, and you know, he had always bonded with rock guys even more so than country guys historically. So,
right.
So far, the best record I've heard of all the summer releases is a new record by M. Ward, somebody who's way in touch with the spirit of someone like John Fahey, but he's taken his sound and production completely to a different place. Meredith Oakes, you've heard the record called Post War, comes out August 22nd. By M. Ward. What do you think?
I love it. He really, he kicks it up a notch by recording with a backing band for the first time. Matt Ward is a guy from Portland, Oregon, who started recording as a teenager in his parents' house. And so he developed this very quiet, whispery sound because he didn't want to like disturb anyone in the house.
Yeah.
And now he's recorded with these folks who've been on the road with him for the last year and a half, including Rachel Blumberg from the Decemberists, and Jordan Hudson from the Thermals, and Jim James is here from My Morning Jacket. Oh. Nico Case is on this record, and it's really phenomenal. He says he was reading Kurt Vonnegut and Hemingway and thinking about post-Iraq, and I guess some of that's in there in an obtuse way. That was, you know, the genesis of some of the songwriting. But the sound of the record, it's gentle, but it's rocking, and it's just a great record.
What track do you want to hear?
Let's hear Right in the Head.
To call into me, I hope he don't forget where he came from. I hope he never has to deal with wrong in someone, 'cause I lived with many girls when I was younger, and I will live with many girls until I go. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head, even if he had to wrong someone. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head, even if he had to wrong someone. Yeah.
The songs have such great momentum on this album. They just move, you know, they chug along.
We saw this band. In fact, you can hear this band online. We webcast a concert that M. Ward did when they opened for the White Stripes this last summer. So you can go hear the band. And they felt like, when I saw them, that they were still sort of getting the feel for one another. And when I heard this record and saw who the players were, they really did click. The touring did them good.
Yeah, it's his fifth record, and I think it's his best one so far. It's also sort of a continuation, because the last CD, Transistor Radio, is like about pre-war stuff. This is post-war. I mean, the name of the album is post-war.
Uh-huh. Right, and it has a lot of, you know, radio-type things you would hear on the radio in a better radio environment.
There's a new record coming out by Hem. Hem is a band based in Brooklyn, right?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
And glad we checked.
And they write these beautiful countryish kind of songs with incredible arrangements. Dan Bessay is the arranger. Sally Ellison has this elegant, gorgeous, gorgeous voice. And one after another, their records have been just beautiful. And the first record was called Rabbit Songs. It's just a killer record. They have a new record coming out. It comes out on September 5th. It's called Funnel Cloud. And the only song I've heard so far is this one. It's called Not California.
Who's the girl inside of a blue screen light? The sun is just pouring out, and everything's out of sight. Turn around, the room is just black and white. She's whispering.
I thought you liked upbeat summer songs.
I do, but gosh.
That's a front porch song all day
beautiful.
Long.
It's beautiful.
That's very pretty.
I'm so glad to hear that. So that's a new one coming out from Hem. From another side of the world now, let's go to Ali Fakhrouri, who we miss.
The late.
Yeah, rest
great.
In peace.
Ali Fakhrouri is a guitar player from Mali. He did a record with Tumani Diabaté, the kora player. And it was what I thought was the last record Ali Fakhrouri was going to do. Probably one of the most beautiful records he ever worked on. And now there's a new recording, something he did just before he passed away. Tamun, you've heard the whole record?
Yeah. Actually, it's the last of the Hotel Mandy Sessions records.
So this is part of a series of records with Nick Gold when they did the Tumani Diabaté record at this hotel that Nick Gold set up as a makeshift recording studio in Bamako. And Ali Fakhrouri recorded this record. Tell me about the sounds that you hear on this.
It's more that great sort of spooky blues inflected music that he's been making for years and years and years. And the title track, which is called Savan, is a good example of what he does. It's a long introduction, but it's one of those real mood setting things that by the time the vocal comes in, you're almost taken aback by the voice, because it's such a trance has already been established.
Let's give a listen to the title track from the new Ali Fakhrouri record, which comes out on the 17th of July. Thank you.
chiquitita mía. Emma Lizia.
Beautiful record. You know, he's another one, and I was saying this a little bit of Big Sandy, where in many ways, from record to record, they're often very similar. At least Ali Farkaturi's first four or five records for me were that way. But this record, from the sound of it, as was true with the one that he did with Tamani Djibouti, were just extraordinary and very different.
Yeah, there's a lot of mojo in what he did, and it's so different in terms of record making than even, you know, other records from Africa. But I like the fact that he lets it sort of simmer, and throughout you just really get the sense of him as a player. I mean, he's a very steady rhythm guitar player, and his conception of how this should feel when his voice finally enters is really striking.
Yeah, there's a faint Arabic tinge to the playing, which I haven't really heard in his earlier records as much as I heard it on this cut.
From the other side of the world, Brazilian artist Lenine?
Lenine, yeah. I've also heard it pronounced Lenini, but we'll go with Lenine. And it's a great season for Brazilian music. In May, a record came out by a Sao Paulo artist named Cibele.
Unbelievable record.
Yeah, a really experimental, interesting record that really harkens back to Tropicália. She's very much into that progressive 60s Brazilian movement that Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil came from.
Oh, but this stuff's on another planet, the Cibele record. You can hear it on a previous All Songs Considered for those who want to spell CIA.
There's a lot of funk in that record, too. There's a lot of backbeat music.
Yeah, and this record, too. I mean, Lenine is an older guy. He's been putting out records for about 10 years, but he's never had a proper American release. And this is actually a compilation, self-titled, that's coming out on the Six Degrees label at the end of July. And it takes songs that have this sort of bossa nova lyrical elegance, but also adds funk and some electronic percussion, and at points an almost metal sounding funk guitar bottom to it, and just mixes it all up. And it's a delightful record. It's the most exciting Brazilian record I've heard in quite a while, even though, as I said, this material's been out for a little while.
Well, what song do you want to hear off of this?
Let's listen to Tubi Tupi.
Carvalho, carvão, as sementes nasceram das cinzas de uma delas depois da explosão. Sou o índio da estrela veloz e brilhante que é forte como jabuti. O diante de agora em diante e o distante galáxias daqui. Tropical, qual o pau que dá nome à nação? Renasci, natural, analógico e digital, libertado, astronauta tupi. Eu sou feito do resto de estrelas, daquelas primeiras depois da explosão. Sou semente nascendo das cinzas, sou o corpo, o carvalho e o carvão. Meu nome é tupi,
vai. Well, I don't know what he's singing, but I'm with it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, that's one of the harder cuts on the record. It's a lot of it is also acoustic guitar playing. He's friends with Ani DeFranco, and she's actually...
That makes sense. It's very percussive like her.
Yeah, he plays acoustic guitar in a style very much like her. And yeah, Berenbau in the background on
Boy,
that cut.
Boy, it makes you realize how many people in Brazil are touched by Carlinhos Brown, and in some way or another,
all those
even
when
they're
different,
distantly away from him stylistically, they pick up something about the sound of his records and the records he's worked on. Yeah, you know, the other thing that happened recently in Brazil land that is very exciting is the reunion of Os Mutantes, which was, I think, last week in London, right?
That's right. First gig in 30 years or something like that.
And they're doing a couple of American gigs too. One in New York in July. I know.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
We have to be there.
The other exciting Brazilian news is two new records by Marisa Monchi. Who did a lot of work with Carlinhos Brown over the past few years.
Tribalistas.
The Tribalistas project. And that same band is on, I think, maybe both of these records. They come out in September on Blue Note.
And Carlinhos Brown is a percussionist and producer, yeah?
Yeah.
And songwriter.
And songwriter.
From Recife, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Where all the great percussionists come from.
In fact, the new Sheik Lo record that came out, the Senegalese musician, took his project from Africa and marched down to Brazil to Carlinhos Brown and helped work on a bunch of tracks on that. Just extraordinary stuff, yeah. This Sheik Lo record's called Lamp Fall. You can hear it on a previous All Songs Considered. Tell me about Vienna Tang, Meredith Oakes.
She is this incredibly accomplished, brainy pianist with the most delicate, supple voice. She's got this amazing voice, this amazing sense of melody. She graduated from Stanford, and by the time she was out, she was already selling a million records on the internet, and she's, you know, kind of like a slow fire. And this is her first CD for, I guess it's a major indie rounder. It's Zoe Rounder.
Yeah.
It comes out July 25th, and she's amped it up again a little bit. When you hear it, you'll think how ridiculous that sounds, but her voice is a little bit stronger. It's more pop and less fragile, but it's still very beautiful.
And what cut do you want to hear, Meredith?
How about the first one, Blue Caravan?
Great.
That's really great.
Beautiful.
I love that bass part. I just want to hear that all day long.
Her voice, you just feel like, you know, it could shatter like glass at any second.
In slow motion.
Yeah.
So we're at the halfway point of the year. I know you're 5 and 6 months away from writing your CDs of the year, but how are we doing so far? You enjoying the music that's coming out this year? Is 2006 a good year for music? Highlights?
I think so, yeah.
What have you fallen in love with so far?
Couple of records, the Jenny Lewis record, which came out earlier this year, the vocalist for Rilo Kiley, her solo record.
That is a great
good
record.
But the one that I've been listening to endlessly, it actually doesn't come out till next month. We didn't get a chance to hear it today, is by a Southern California band called Comets on Fire. And it is just, there's been a lot of psychedelic folk that's been coming out over the last few months, years. It's kind of a revival. But this is full-on, crazy, psychedelic rock. Like, if the Grateful Dead didn't get all pastoral and just stayed just totally freaky. Huh. That's sort of what it sounds like.
And for you, Tom Moon?
Wow. Well, you know, I first made a list of all the things that I think I didn't like and I think got overhyped. And at the top of that list is the Arctic Monkeys, which I think is the thing that I hope goes away because I just don't get it.
And greatest hits of the aughts.
And the stuff that I loved was, you know, Ghostface Killa, MF Doom, and Danger Mouse, Danger Doom, and then the one record that I still play and I can't shake is the Nico Case Fox Confessor Brings the Flood.
So Jenny Lewis and Nico Case, and for you, Meredith Oakes?
Love the Jenny Lewis, love the Nico Case, but I'm really in love with the Drive-By Truckers record. It's called A Blessing and a Curse. It came out in April, and it is their Sticky Fingers, it's their Exile, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd plus Stones plus Existentialism in the Dirty South.
I couldn't get
amazing.
Past a third cut.
Oh, really?
What is it?
Oh, gosh. I love that record.
I like the last one a lot better.
They're one of those bands that's so great, I think, it's easy to underestimate as they just keep putting out great records.
Yeah, this is their seventh album.
Yeah. In a very short period of time, less than 7 years, I bet.
What is it that makes this band so great? What am I missing?
You know, Southern rock is not known for its introspection, and that's what they
that's
bring
what
it, to
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what they bring to it. Yeah. And also, they just flat-out rock. There's three singers, three guitarists, three frontmen essentially sharing the stage and all bringing their stuff to it. It's just, it's always interesting for me.
South's going to do it again.
We'll see.
Thanks for this, Tom Moon, Meredith Oakes, and Will Hermes. Some good summer music coming out. I think what I need here, though, is something to go out on that, for me, is classic summer. And, Will, you brought something to the table we haven't played yet.
You know, every once in a while, a record will come out of England by some guy who is just an absolute pop. I don't want to say genius, because the guy just has studied the Beach Boys. He's studied the Beatles.
Yeah.
He's an acolyte. He's very funny, and he records every instrument by himself, writes the stuff himself. His name is Jim Noir, although his
real name
is, I don't even know, but it's not Jim Noir. It's a charming record. He put these songs out on EPs in the UK over the past year and a half and became quite a little indie sensation. Now they're all going to be collected on a compilation on Barsook. Cool. I think we're going to go out on a song called Eenie Meenie.
Okay, and the CD is called Tower of Love. Comes out the top of August. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. And here is Jim Noir.
Football back, I'm gonna get my dad on you. I only kicked it over the fence and broke a silly no more two. Baby.